earlier. First of all, congratulations on getting elected. Why do you think Central voted you in again?
I think there's two reasons. I think, first of all, we work hard in the area. We represent the people of Central Ward to our best of our abilities. We do things like getting new pedestrian crossings in, improvements to the parks, I mean, just general things that affect people in the way they live. And I think people like that, and they've shown it to us again. We've been doing it for 8 years now, since we were elected in 2004 for the first time, and I think that people appreciate it.
Yeah, I think it's
the other reason is that people have had enough of the three main parties. I think they don't see a lot of difference between them, apart from the bicker all the time, and we put through a positive message, and I think people appreciate that.
In terms of the whole city, and why do you think maybe you didn't get some more gains today?
I think, well, we struggle from being a small party. We don't get the media, we don't get the national press, we don't get the national media that the other parties get. We're not on Question Time every week, we're not on the news every day. So we struggle to put that message across. I think what you found is that in the areas where we have managed, where we can put that message across, we've done really well. So we won in Central with a increased majority. We're second in Gleadless Valley, we're second in Broomhill, and just moving forward across the city.
So do you think maybe in like two or three elections time you might get more seats?
Well, that's what we're hoping for. I think the Lib Dems have been wiped out in Sheffield. The Conservatives got no councillors at all since the miners' strike. They've done nothing in Sheffield. So there's a real political vacuum, and we want to be moving into that as the real alternative to Labour.
Next year, what policies will the Green Party be putting forward?
Probably just pretty much the same ones we've been putting forward at the moment. There's not an election for the next 2 years now, so we'll be just standing up for our principles on the council, putting forward the alternatives that we think are better than the alternatives coming from the Labour-run council. And working away in the wards representing the people.
What's your reaction to the Lib Dems losing so many seats today?
I think it's to be expected when you lie to the electorate.
That's a good point.